you remember the game Candyland? The game by young children. You moved a gingerbread along a path. And how far you got to go was determined by the card, the color of the card that you picked up. I remember playing this game with my children when they were much younger, over and over and over again. Once we would reach the candy castle, they would want to start at the beginning and take that journey again. At times when we played, I felt like the clock had frozen. And it was during those times, I have to admit, usually into the third or fourth game, that I would stack the deck. Every turn, my child would pull the top card and it would be those same double-colored squares. And off they would go. We'd complete the game, I don't know, maybe 5 minutes. Complete four or five games in under an hour, under half an hour usually. It was wonderful. And it was really comforting for me to know that if I had to play this game with them over and over again, I could just turn my mind off. I'd memorize the path to the castle. I knew where I was going. And I didn't have to think about it until I arrived. When I look at life sometimes, it can be no different than Candyland. Especially when that journey is repeated on a regular basis. Think about the last time you drove to work, or a grocery store, or a doctor's appointment. The destination was the goal, and the journey added very little, if anything. You could have driven different paths, could have listened to music, could have zoned out. It really didn't matter. Just arriving would have felt no different. And that would have been okay because of where you were going. But there's other events in life where the journey itself prepares you for that destination. Reflect back on when you went to college or when you prepared for a driver's license. It's during those times that the destination is realized and appreciated only through the struggle of the journey. My kids are now teenagers. One of them is going through driver's ed. And I promise you, I can't imagine handing her a license if she had never been in the driver's seat. Today we enter a new season, a church season of Lent. And this is a journey to the cross, and it happens every year. And so we have to protect ourselves from turning on autopilot and just coasting into Easter. This is an event where we realize greater personal value through that struggle of the journey than if we just ended up on Easter morning. And so it's critical that we prepare for Lent and are fully active during this season. Now, just as important as these journeys are, and especially as important as this journey is, the preparations are just as important. And that is where I'd like to spend my time today. It seems fitting that on this first Sunday of Lent, that we discuss how we prepare for our journey to Easter Sunday. And the Bible supports the importance of this. The one that comes to mind is Passover. In Exodus, I counted 30 verses that were consumed by the very detailed preparations that the Israelites had to follow. They were told what to eat, how to prepare it, what they couldn't eat, what to do with the blood. They were told to be dressed, how to dress, what to pack. Everything was detailed for them. God determined it very important that they prepare for this journey. And they were to prepare for it in a very specific way. And so that leads us today to our gospel reading. So on one side of the reading, what we didn't read was the baptism of Jesus. And this is how that chapter ends. It says, when all of the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, you are my son, whom I love, with whom I am well pleased. After that, we have the gospel reading, where Jesus goes into the desert and is tempted by Satan. Now, at the other end of the bookend, what follows is Jesus returns to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and the news about him spread through the whole countryside. So after the temptations, after he leaves the wilderness, he now starts his journey to the cross. So don't miss this. Jesus prepared for that journey. After his mission had been blessed by God, after his baptism, he immediately spent 40 days preparing for the road that he was about to travel down. Now, if God has to prepare, so do we. So let's go back to our gospel from this morning. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during these days, and at the end of them he was hungry. And the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread. Now, if you look closely at this passage, what you'll see two different tactics that Satan used in his attempt to defeat God. The first one is found in the second verse of that passage. It says, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. Now remember, Jesus traveled into the wilderness to prepare. He wanted to spend time connecting with God, his Father. But Satan tried to disrupt this activity. He constantly interfered, constantly tried to grab Jesus' attention. How hard must it have been for Jesus to keep his concentration and his focus on God with all of these interruptions? The same challenge is visible for us too. How many times do you find your mind wandering off, especially during times of prayer or devotion? You might close your eyes to reduce that temptation, but it never fully leaves. You're always thinking about the task that is left undone, or the conversation you might have had. This is Satan. He's at work, and he's constantly interrupting, constantly trying to interrupt your relationship, your conversation with God. He's trying to pull you away. Now, the second tactic that Satan uses is the actual temptation. If you're the Son of God, he says, another way he could have said that would have been, you say you're the Son of God, no one believes you. Prove it. And yet Jesus, perfect man, perfect God, overcomes these temptations. And he overcomes them, and he prepares for his journey. What about us? As we enter the season of Lent, we're called to prepare as well. And we can look at Christ for that model. We won't overcome temptation. We won't overcome the interruptions. But we will spend time focusing our thoughts on God. And we'll be praying that he protects us from Satan as we journey to the cross. And during Lent, that's where we're going. But before we go, we have to prepare. So what we'll do is we grab a suitcase and we begin to fill it. We fill it with memories of all of our sins, all of our failures. We pack it with reminders of all of the people that we hurt through our words and our actions. And as we examine our sinful nature, we continue to fill the suitcase, and it becomes heavier and heavier. We'll make room for our part that we played in the crucifixion of Christ. And it'll weigh us down even more. And finally, when we cannot carry it any longer, when it's too heavy to pick up, we'll spend these next 3 weeks unpacking each of the items, reflecting on the pain that's caused to those around us. We'll remind ourselves that these choices were made by us, and that we feel terrible as we look through these items. And it's here that we need to cry out to God. We need to ask Him to protect us from Satan and his interruptions during this time of self-reflection. You see, Satan will attack us the same way he attacked Jesus. He'll constantly interrupt us. He's going to tell us that our suitcase is too heavy. It's packed far too much for the journey. He'll tell us that it's not even worth it. We might as well just stay right where we are, save the energy that we have, and skip it. We're going to be rejected by Jesus when we get there. This is what Satan tried with Jesus, and he failed. And he'll try it with us. The difference is, we're not perfect. So we have to prepare now. We have to be in constant prayer. We have to be in constant communication with God. We have to ask Him for protection. We cannot allow Satan to stop us. We have to make it to the cross. We must travel through Lent with our suitcase. We must travel with it full of sin, full of worry, and full of shame. We must drag it with us. We must take it to the cross. And I'll tell you why. It's at the cross where we can set our luggage down. It's at the cross where we can abandon our sin and our shame. And we can give it over to Jesus. And we can exchange it for the righteousness that He earned for us. It's at that place, at the foot of the cross, where He'll take our bags and He'll carry them up. And He'll die and rise again for us. So, you see, we have to make the journey. And the only way we'll get there is by preparing for it. You know the joy that waits for you. You know the freedom that is there for you. So are you ready to prepare? Are you ready to call out to God in prayer and ask Him to protect you? Are you ready to call out to God in prayer to make it to the cross? Are you ready to call out to God in prayer? Why don't we start now? Please pray with me. Jesus, You were full of the Holy Spirit after baptism, and You spent 40 days in the wilderness preparing for work that only You could do. For 40 days, You were in constant prayer with Your Father, our Father, building strength and receiving encouragement for the road You knew You had to travel down. Constantly, You were distracted by the attempts of Satan to destroy Your work before You even began. But He failed. Defeating Satan, You returned from the wilderness and began Your long journey to the cross. Closer, You walked each day towards a death and separation from God that only You can understand. And You did it all for us. We don't deserve it. We don't fully appreciate it. We don't even understand it. But we stand here today in thanksgiving. Lord, as we enter this time of Lent, we remember each time that we failed You, sinned against You, rejected and rebelled against You, and drove You closer to the cross. We ache at the pain that we have caused You, and we cry out to forgiveness. Lord, we ask you to walk with us as we prepare our hearts for the celebration of Easter. And we remember how you set us free. Lord, we thank you for all that you do for us. We ask all of this in your name. Amen.